Last month's discovery of mad cow disease in the state of Washington touched off a crisis for U.S. beef producers. With billions of dollars at stake, cattle ranchers and meat packers united to prevent panic in the butcher's aisles. And they've put their best face on an industry known for opposing many safety reforms. NPR's Elaine Corey reports, so far, Americans still seem hungry for beef.
Before this case surfaced, beef producers were toasting record sales thanks to the popularity of the protein-rich Atkins diet and the holidays, traditionally a time for feasting on prime rib. Then on Christmas Eve came the news. A single cow in Washington was found to be infected with a fatal brain-wasting illness known as BSE. Cattlemen have been scrambling to control the damage ever since.
Good afternoon. This is our fifth telebriefing in an effort to provide access to industry experts and the facts regarding this disease, this case, and the safety of the beef supply.
In each briefing, Terry Stokes, executive director of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, hits the same talking points. He hammers the message about safety and praises the Agriculture Department for adopting further precautions, even if the industry lobbied against them just months ago. The strategy is working based on early surveys of consumer sentiment. Food scientist Christine Brune is with the Center for Consumer Research at the University of California, Davis.
They found that 96% of the public had heard of BSE. That is an incredibly high percentage. And when asked if people felt confident that the U.S. beef supply is safe, they had 89% who said yes, they were confident of the safety. So this is really quite a strong endorsement.
But an endorsement of what? Not necessarily beef producers, says David Ropeek. He's the director of risk communication at Harvard Center for Risk Analysis.
I don't think the fact that consumers are still eating beef has much to do with the behavior of the industry.
Ropeek says other factors are at work. Earlier outbreaks of mad cow in Europe and Canada had already familiarized Americans with the disease. Plus, says Ropeek, consumers do trust the Agriculture Department to protect the food supply. And finally, he says, the media have helped to allay the public's fears.
I think the press has done, while a dramatic job covering the story, a fair job pointing out that it's only one cow and the risk to people's extraordinarily low.
The response to the mad cow scare may also attest to the public's general resistance to change. Harry Balzer is vice president of the NPD Group, consultants who survey Americans about what they eat. Balzer says the U.S. diet has been amazingly consistent over the past quarter century. In the next 30 days, he says consumers intend to eat just as much beef as they always have. No more, no less.
If anything, it endorses our past behavior. We want to continue to do what we have done in the past. And make no mistake about it, we like beef. As a country, we have always eaten beef.
In fact, says Balzer, in the past 2 weeks, beef sales at fast food restaurants have risen to their highest levels in 2 years. He says just one thing will stop Americans from eating beef in the future, a big spike in the number of infected cows. Although beef producers say that won't happen, they're not out of the woods yet. There's growing pressure from U.S. lawmakers and trading partners to greatly increase screening slaughtered cattle for BSE. So far, beef producers have resisted, arguing such expanded testing is expensive and unnecessary. What they will do is spend an extra $1 million promoting beef in radio ads tied to next month's Super Bowl. Elaine Corey, NPR News.